This morning's Tuesday Top 10 with the Star Test back after being oh so missed last year. It is the Top 10 new updated questions on this year's version of the Star Test.
Number 10.
The question is, six major corporations have spoken out concerning political topics. In essay form, write, who do you boycott and why? Maybe actually technically, whom do you boycott? Not sure.
Number 9.
Didn't pass the grammar part of the...
Number 9.
Number 9, new question to the Star Test. You have 42,000 TikTok followers. To increase them by 32%, which Gorilla Glue do you use? That's a good question.
Number 8.
Very pertinent today. If Dr. Fauci has three masks, but Karen has none, who has the higher percentage of making it as a meme and on YouTube? I'm going to say
Number
Karen.
Number 7,
there is no history section this year. As you know, they've canceled history.
Number 6,
new question on the Star Test. Well, it's pretty simple. And I think kids will hear this, I think, on Thursday. It may be a direct impact of this show. Instructors say, please turn your test books and break the seal on Section 8, devoted entirely to items that float or sink. And you know, will it float, ladies and gentlemen? Of course. That's part of the science portion of the test. Will it float every Thursday morning? It's a master class here straight up at 8 o'clock on hand.
Number 5.
Free plug. Number 5. New question on this year's Star Test. The spelling and grammar part. Please autocorrect the following misspelled words. Yeah, they're relying heavily.
Number 4.
Especially the distance learning. If 4 out of the 7 ERCOT board members live out of state, what percentage is left to keep the power grid on? It's good to teach them young. You know, someday they may grow up to be politicians. Just remember, today's 5th graders are tomorrow's elected officials. And that's probably literally in some cases right there.
Number 3!
Number 3, new question. Of the following social media sites, please tell us which one, multiple choice, is easiest to hack their vital information for.
Number 2!
I'm going to say Facebook. Number 2!
Number 2!
New question. Solve the following equation. With X being what the CDC says and Y being what the government says, take the square root of all the confusion and then multiply it times Facebook. If you can figure that out, finally.
Number 1.
New question on this year's Star Test. Copy and paste the following from the internet. Kind of like you've been doing all the rest of the school year. There you go. Tuesday morning top 10 from a writing staff that knows how to fail a test or two.
The most real country for your morning. Waking up with KB and Marlee.
Turn it up.
Hank FM.